Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The Federal Reserve Bank launched on July 20 its FedNow payment transfer system. It is a government-created portal that allows banks to send and receive funds almost instantaneously. The rollout started with 57 participating banks, including J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, U.S. Bank, and BNY Mellon. This program was approved following a smaller-scale test of the system earlier this year. Supposedly, this system has greater security and tracking features than the existing Fed settlement system and eliminates the involvement of third parties handling of financial information. In their Frequently Asked Questions page, the Fed states, quote, "The Federal Reserve and the FedNow service cannot access individuals' bank accounts or control how they chose to spend their money," unquote. Yeah, right. The banks and credit unions using the FedNow payment system must report every transaction with customer accounts to the Federal Reserve and the federal government. Are we supposed to trust them that they aren't peeking at where our funds are coming from and going to? Just look at what happened with similar systems in other parts of the world. In Canada, bank accounts of people trying to send funds to support the protesting truckers early last year found their accounts completely frozen. People were unable to make deposits or withdrawals. Or look at what happened in the European Union. In the name of stopping money laundering, European Union citizens are now effectively banned from making cash payments of more than 7,000 euros or crypto asset transfers of more than 1,000 euros. Norway and Sweden, which maintain their own currencies independent from the euro, have severely cut back on the use of cash payments. Denmark, which also has its own independent currency, stopped making its own coins and currency over 6 years ago. Once the government can access your financial transactions, how soon will it implement controls on how people can spend their funds, such as already in place in China? Ask your bank or credit union if they are participating in FedNow. If they are, you may want to protect your financial privacy by moving your accounts. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.